It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter, the daily podcast recorded live from the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. It's Jeremy and Katie on this edition of the podcast. And by the way, just want to remind you, if you want updates on all our podcasts, if you want the link sent directly to your phone every day, we post a link. If you want to know what's going on in the show, why not join our WhatsApp channel? So we don't spam you in the channel. We don't send out 10 posts a day. We won't spam you. But why not join our WhatsApp channel? Now, to do that, all you have to do is WhatsApp the words add me to 085-825-2626. So that is the show number, 085-825-2626. If you WhatsApp the words add me, you will get a return WhatsApp, and that will have the link to join our WhatsApp channel. As I said, hundreds of people are in it already, and it's a great way of keeping up to date with the show, and you will get the link every day to listen live to the podcast. Or better still, because people are always wondering, oh, how do I know when the podcast is uploaded to Spotify? Well, just go onto your Spotify account, search for Opinions Matter, and just click on subscribe. Hit the bell and click on subscribe, and you'll get a notification every single time we upload a podcast. And we upload a lot of podcasts. Now, what do we want to talk about on today's edition of Opinions Matter? Well, I want to read out a message, first of all, and then we'll give you the context of it. So this person, his name is Killian. He's a regular listener to the show. He's actually a regular caller as well. He's on quite a bit. Killian sent in this message earlier on today, and this was a message based on the news today that the Israeli Defence Minister has said that Ireland is legally obliged to take in Palestinian asylum seekers or refugees. Minister Katz said in a post on Twitter, countries such as Spain, Ireland, Norway and others, which have falsely accused Israel over its actions in Gaza, are legally obliged or obligated to take in Gazans to enter their territory. And their hypocrisy will be exposed if they refuse. Now, when this hit the news earlier on today, people, of course, were going absolutely mad. They were going nuts at the thought of even one Palestinian coming into Ireland. And we're going to delve into that in a moment and find out what people's issue actually is. But the message that really, really triggered a lot of people from Killian says, I really hope you could talk about this, but don't let racists onto your podcast, please. I can't deal with them. Now, Killian, we don't knowingly ever, nobody admits to being racist, by the way, Killian. Nobody ever says, by the way, I'm racist. But people will be on this podcast that will have a differing opinion to you. Because if you want a topic discussed, Killian, it's a bit arrogant to think that you should only be allowed to hear opinions that you agree with. So the podcast is called Opinions Matter, and we allow people with all opinions on, once they're not inciting hatred. So you will hear opinions, I'm sure, that disagree with you. So if you can't deal with it, don't listen to it. But thanks, Killian, anyway, for bringing in this topic. I heard in the news today that we are obliged to take in refugees. Now, we're not obliged, by the way. We're not. There's no obligation on us. This was just what this is just what was said by the Israeli Defence Minister. Have you seen what's going on over there? It's our moral duty. Anyone that disagrees with taking them in is obviously okay with murdering children and families. Please discuss. I would take a family into my home before someone says that. So again, he says, I heard in the news today that we're obliged to take in refugees from Gaza and racists are going mad. Why? It's our moral duty. Have you seen what's going on over there? Anyone who disagrees with taking them in is absolutely okay with murdering children and families. Please discuss, says Killian, who is listening in work at the moment. Thank you, Killian. Now, people are going mad, Katie. You've been following the Facebook page in the last year. Why are people going nuts
about the obligation?
About the even the thoughts of one person coming into the country.
Well, I can only speak for myself. The situation in Gaza is harrowing. What is happening?
Yeah,
it is harrowing. But I think they're very strong words from Killian to say that if you've any kind of problem with it, you support the murdering of children. That's a horrible thing to say. Our government and the people we elected here in Ireland also have an obligation to its own citizens, to the people who are already here. I don't disagree that people in Gaza need help and they should be helped. It's beyond, it's just so awful what's happening.
So there's no obligation, no moral obligation?
There's no moral obligation. There's an obligation on the government was elected by the people and for the people. And it should be put to the people and let the people decide if we shall take in people from Gaza. Let's see all these people who have the Palestinian flag, you know, Free Palestine on their Facebook page. Let's see how many of them say, you know, I'm going to open my door, come on in. You know,
That's ridiculous. See, I hate that argument. I hate the argument that people make that, oh, if you want them in, or how many have you got living in your house? How many are you prepared? Because those same people, they will say, what about our own? What about our own homeless? Sorry, have they got homeless people living in their house? No. You're entitled
But I don't have homeless people living in my house, and I would say the same. Now, I know that the circumstances homeless people here aren't facing, you know, being blown up by bombs and whatever. I know the circumstances are different.
Not comparable at all, yeah.
But at the same time, we have to have a line where we say no. Or if we're going to take them, send back some of the ones then, the other ones.
Send back the other ones.
Okay. Because there's plenty here who don't need to be here. Or bring them over and integrate them into society. But at some point, you know, the government has to say, no, now it's time to look after the Irish people, because we elected the government. And no matter what anybody says, oh, I didn't vote for them, I didn't. The people voted, the Irish people spoke. And whether you agree with who's in government or not, you know, that's what was decided. That's the democracy. That's democracy. But they do have an obligation to look after Ireland. And to just take people in from Gaza, if that is the case, I think it's a massive two fingers to people in this country who are struggling.
Okay, here's Jonathan.
Good afternoon, boys and girls, or boys and boys, or whoever's on today. If Adrian's still awake, hope you have a good show. First off, can I just say, this is not the conversation that I was hoping to have. I sent you some message for the conversation I wanted to have. But this is the conversation we're going to have then, fine. Absolutely no. We have no more legal and moral obligations to anybody outside of this country. I'm sick of the fucking line and the narrative being thrown out. Legal and moral obligations. We have a legal and moral obligation to our own people. All these welcome, the whole world fucking brigades, like, they're either blind, selectively blind, or they just don't care about the future of this nation, because you can see what's going on all across Europe. Look to England. That's what we have to look forward to in this country. And they want to bring in more foreign people. Like I said, I don't agree with wars. I don't agree with anyone being blown up. But we have to start getting real. We are a sovereign fucking nation. And our sovereignty is very important. And we can't just keep flooding this place with people from war zones and broken people all over the place. We can't take care of our own broken people. We have our own mental health crisis. And these people want to just flood this country more and take up more resources that we don't have. So no, I'm against it. And for the bloke there that sent the message, I would probably guarantee he's a fucking NGO bobblehead. In this country, you know, getting paid to push this narrative. Let him take them into his house. Let him pay for them. Because we've enough. Enough is enough. Keep saying that about this sort of stuff. And like I said, I don't agree with anybody being bombed or blown up. But there's nothing this country can do to put a stop to that. Okay? Nothing. So let's all stop and let's fucking get real. We have our place in the world. Let's stick in our lane and let's start getting Ireland back on fucking track and let the rest of the world sort itself out.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Well, let's go to David first of all. A lot of people want to get in on this. David, what do you want to say?
I just want to say, look, we didn't take in many people from Gaza. They can't live. They live in a prison. You have a lot of other people here at the minute saying they're from Palestine when they're not. If it was up to me, I would gladly take in any kid from Gaza into my house with my family. And I would do that in a heartbeat. And if anyone else says that's just words, I also donate money to the Doctors Without Borders. And I've also offered to volunteer with the Palestinian and the Not Lots. But that's just me, because I feel we should show our humanity to them. That's just my opinion on it, and I'd have no problem taking a child in.
And fair play to you. Unlike a lot of people, as Katie said, they'll wave the flags out of their window, but when it comes to it, and a lot of them probably live in 5-bedroom semi-detached houses, but when it comes to it, will they actually take some in? So you will be prepared to take some from Palestine in?
1,000%. Like, there's so much you can post and you can do. When you see the heartbreak that they're going through, if anyone can look at that and it doesn't affect you, then there's something wrong with you. And it doesn't matter where you're from in the world. Like that young girl that was in the car, and her family were getting riddled beside her, and she was begging the Red Cross to come. How can that not affect you? How can someone come on and say, you're an NGO bobblehead? I'm from Drimmen in Dublin. I'm from a working class area all my life. But I would gladly take in one of them kids in a heartbeat.
And David, you know, fair play to you. A lot of people wouldn't be, I suppose, as compassionate as yourself. So, you know, that is to be commended. But what about people who believe, you know, we are already so swamped with people. We're also sending millions and millions away in foreign aid to different parts of the world.
That's a fair point, but I'm not,
you know,
talking.
At what point do we kind of say, you know, the Dublin man or the Cork man who are living on the streets, yeah, who've born and bred here, the people who are living, yeah, in hotels, through no fault of
Kate,
their own.
I agree with you there, but look, we're not talking about an undocumented male maybe committing a crime that everyone's up in arms about. We're talking about a young kid that could have lost every family member. Oh, if you want to look at this, like, remember in the 90s when a lot of people, even my ma, would host exchange students. Like, if you even looked at it like that, you're just helping a kid get back on his feet. That's it. Nothing political, nothing about any nationality. You're just helping a child that has nothing get back on his feet. That's it.
No, it is a tough one because, like I said, what's happening is beyond horrific. And I'm not a heartless person. I can see what's happening. But there are countries in the world who have a lot more space and a lot more that they can help. Ireland is a very small nation. Now, I know we're small and we're wealthy, but we already have a problem with housing, healthcare, education, getting teachers.
We always are. We're always going to have that problem.
No, I understand that. But why, this is my point that I'll make time and time again, the age-old argument that I always put forward, why add extra stress to an already stressed situation?
I don't know.
But that's the thing. If I took one child in, Katie, it wouldn't be extra stress on anyone because all you would look after.
Whatever
that.
About taking in kids, right? But yeah, then you take the women and the men and everything else, right? Don't forget, 98% of Palestine are Muslims. So their way of living and their way of thinking also would be very different.
What was the difference?
What I'm concerned about, and I genuinely am concerned about, is it going to get to the point where Irish people are minorities in their own...
Sorry, there's such a thing as Irish Muslims, you know, by the way.
I understand, but I'm talking about the Muslims coming in from the likes of Saudi Arabia and Syria and...
But we're not talking about that at the moment. Let's focus.
Palestine. Can I interrupt you for 1 second, please?
Go on, David, of course you can.
On my Facebook page, you'll say, if you went on to it, you'll see I've a lot of friends from all different countries in Ireland, right? There's fanatics on everything. People could read the Torah, the Zionists, and they could say, this is their land. You could get fanatics taking one little part of the Quran and saying jihad. You get moderate Muslims that can get by anywhere. But if we were to take a few kids in from Gaza, what's the difference between them kids from Gaza and all the people from Ukraine that the red carpet was laid out in, when they're not even going through half of what the kids in Gaza are going through? What's the difference?
Okay, well, stay there for a second because Jay is on the other line. Jay, you're listening to what Dave has to say. He sounds like a decent bloke. He wants to do the right thing. But you don't think that we should let one of them in?
No, I'm sorry. Why will the countries around them not take them in? That's what you have to ask. The Muslim countries around them will have nothing to do with them. You must remember, Jeremy, Israel is the only democracy in that region. They're surrounded on all sides. Now, a lot of them have to come to peace, but we know it was in the Hamas's actual handbook when they took power in Palestine that they want to eradicate Israel and every person. Okay,
that's not the families.
Who elected Hamas back in? Hamas back in? They were given free elections. Jeremy. They decided to elect an extreme terrorist organization in. And plus, they're saying we have to take these children. So you're going to bring some of the most damaged Muslim children in the world to give them to Christian families? It doesn't make sense.
Well, David, I guess what Jay is saying is that...
Come here. May, Hamas got into power in 2005. At the time, 60% of the people were not in voting age. With the 10% of the people...
Did you see what happened?
Oh, listen,
did you see...
Talk.
Did you see them all cheering? Did you see them all cheering and clapping when the girls were being dragged through the streets by the Hamas? Did you remember
that? Let me ask you this, mate.
The girl with all the blood all over.
Are you going to let me talk, or are you just going to share what over me?
Go on, Jason. Listen to him, Jason. Go ahead, Dick.
Okay, go for it. Go on.
If you were living in an open-air prison before October the 7th, before the 2005, your family were getting annihilated, would you not pick up a gun or vote
what
for
they something? Want. But what? They want, most Palestinians are walking in Israel up to October the 7th. There was
only one special permits, mate. You're talking to your homie.
Why? And why is that? Why is that? What happened the last time the free movement between Palestine and Israel? What happened with the suicide bombers walking to Tel Aviv and just blocked? Israel is surrounded by countries that will wipe them off the face of the earth. Of course, they have to protect themselves.
Why
I don't agree with what they've done in Palestine. I think that was overreacting.
Why haven't they wiped them off the
Because Israel keeps fighting back.
Okay, Jason, let me ask you a question, Jason. Calm down for a second. Okay, David said that he would happily take in, I don't know, just one child or a whole family, David. What would you be able to take in?
I'd only be, just me wife and me daughter, and we have one spare now. So it'd be one kid, you know, like it's a student exchange. So to get back on his feet, and you know what? I would do it every year with a different kid if I could.
Okay, I think that's very decent of you. Now let me put that to Jason. How would that affect your life? David, who lives in Drimna, doing in a normal house with just a free room, taking a child in that's been displaced.
And I would pay for everything, and there'll be no support off the government. So what's the problem with that?
Yeah, what's the problem
with that? One second. Are you going to bring them up in the Muslim faith or the Christian faith? Because that's very big to these people over there.
No, religion doesn't come out. Once you have respect for something, if he wanted to say his prayers to Mecca, he'd be in
talking
talking
nonsense. You're talking nonsense. I'm going to take a child in because I'm a great man. Mate,
no,
go ahead.
I'm not.
Knock your little socks off. Take as many as you want in. Okay? Take as many as you want in.
Yeah, go on, big man. Go on. Keep going.
I'm not a big man. I'm telling the truth.
What are you talking about, big man?
Am I?
Because I'm talking sense.
So you
what sense are you talking about?
Is it a
democracy?
Jason, what you are doing, even if you don't realise, is you're mocking Dave for actually being a Christian. I mean, he wants to do the Christian thing, and you're mocking him because he wants to take someone in.
Can I just ask David, I have to ask the question. Would you not, you're saying you take in a child from Gaza.
Yeah.
You can't do that at the moment because there's no place at the moment for this, yeah?
No, I just...
Would you not use that spare room to help an Irish person while you're waiting?
Okay, I'll give you an example. See, the other day, I was down on Thomas Street.
Yeah.
I came out a little and there was a fella shivering. Right? I went back in, I bought him a jacket, I gave him a few bob, I got him a cup of coffee, and I said it to him, is there anything else you need? And he said, no. I said, I don't want to go into all the places because I want to get something else. So I tried to help, and I would help.
Well,
I would help anyone. And if it could be, if it was an Irish kid, if I really thought he'd make a difference, and I'd be allowed to take him in, because it's Katie. Oh, it's nothing about religion. It's nothing about where they're from.
And that's why, Jay,
this is the point I'm trying to make.
So
why are you bringing religion into it, Jason? Why are you questioning?
This is all I'm trying to say. The kids are going through horrendous stuff.
I'll tell you why, okay? Because the two religions have never mixed.
You show me where Christians and Muslims have lived side by side throughout history.
Go on.
Okay, well,
what's going on over the Middle East at the moment?
The fundamental question here. This isn't about taking a child or giving a child a home here. This is about women and men as well. How do you feel, Dave, about mass amounts of men and women coming in from Palestine? Forget not just about the children, but
that's the thing. They haven't come in from Palestine. A lot of the trouble at the minute, and if you look at the stats, is from three nationalities in particular, right? It's from three nationalities that most of the attacks and problems have been from, and they're nowhere near Palestine. The people of Palestine don't have free movement. If they go anywhere near the border, what do you think? Look, I would help anyone of any nationality of anything. It's not about that. It's just seeing the kids, what they're going through, breaks me heart. That's all.
But it breaks your heart as well, Jay, but you still don't want them in.
Loads of Irish kids in hotel rooms and no homes. Why is he taking Irish
drugs? Hi, on, Jay. Jay.
I agree with, you know, having border control of sorts, but I mean, what the kids in Gaza are going through, there's child in Ireland going to sleep tonight worried that their family are going to be
blown. Why won't other Muslim countries take them in? Why won't our neighbours around them take them in, Jeremy? Ask yourself that question. Why did Egypt close the border to Palestine? Why did Egypt close that? And other Muslim countries.
Israel and America tells them what to do.
Because Israel and America tells them.
Because then they'll be funding Paul Duffmate. Look, you're talking about history. The whole reason we share even a thing with them is over the Balfour Agreement.
Yeah, 1947. We all know that because it's
been blasted all over the telly. You're only showing your ignorance, mate.
For the last couple of months. That's all anybody's talking about.
Okay, one at a time. Again, Jay, I have to ask you the question. Why are you getting so annoyed at the thoughts of Dave here, which will not, he said it live on the radio, that he will not expect a penny from the government to help him out if he decides to take in someone from Palestine. It won't affect you, it won't affect the government.
Sorry, Jeremy, I just sent you a voice note there from Darren. It's actually very,
Let Jay answer that question first.
What he's doing is his thing. He's doing this because he wants to feel good about himself, all right?
That's wrong, Jay. That's disgraceful.
I don't think so. I think he's a genuine good guy.
And another thing. Yeah, and another thing. Do you really think they mix with our values? What do you think they do to an LGBT person if you cut them in Palestine? You take them to the tallest building and fuck them off.
Sorry, hang on a sec. That's not all Muslims. I know Muslim people living in Ireland that have absolutely... In fact, I know Muslim people living in Ireland who've marched in the Pride March, James.
You're full of shite.
No, I'm not full of shite.
Yes, I do. The man over in this country a couple of years ago turned around and said there wasn't one gay Muslim. Why? Because it's not allowed in our culture. Right? So don't give me shite about them.
Okay, how do you react? By the way, that's a true story and I'll bring that person on someday. But then, Jay, you also said all Christians and Muslims, they'll never get on. There are many, and we have spoken to them on the show over the years, there are many, many Christian women who have married Muslim men and vice versa and have a happy marriage.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is.
But do you think Christians and Muslims got on down to the time? Do you think they still got on? Look what's going on in the Middle East at the moment. Look what's going on in England. Look what's going on in Europe. Okay, their cultures don't mix with our Western values. We have free liberal democracies. We believe we can do what we want. You go out to Saudi Arabia and try and do what you want with your wife. Try and kiss her out in public. You go to any Muslim country, and the same Muslim countries are worse. Okay, you go to Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran. They're marrying 9-year-old girls. They're marrying their first cousins because it's part of their culture.
Again, what has this got to do with Dave taking in a child? What is this?
I don't want that in my country. Go and have a look at England. Go and have a look at England and see the message in, because this forced multiculturalism, let them in and they'll just integrate with it.
Dave isn't on about taking in men and women in their droves from Gaza. He's on about taking in a child who's probably orphaned because his parents were annihilated.
That's it. Can I say one thing as well?
Yeah.
All right. That fella that's talking, right? So he class himself as an Irish man, does he? And he knows his history, yeah?
Why never class yourself as Andy, mate? You're making assumptions.
Is that what you class yourself as, right?
I'm from Ireland. I'm Irish. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Irish.
Do you know what the shared history is with that country, do you?
With who? Israel, the first Lord Mayor of Dublin actually went over there. We actually have more of a tie with Israel than we do with Palestine.
Okay, just calm down, both of you. Can't get in a headache. Let me just read out this message here. Jay, I know you're very passionate about this. Hannah says, and this is for you, Jay. Hannah says, I'm a gay married woman and I live beside Muslims on both sides, okay? And they're so polite and friendly. Now, according to you, Jay, this gay woman, this lesbian woman living with Muslims to the left of her, Muslims to the right, they should be throwing her off the top of her house. You're probably even shocked that they haven't done that. So,
Sorry, Jeremy. Are they at home in Palestine? Because she wouldn't be living there in Palestine. She wouldn't be living in Saudi Arabia, Iran, or Iraq, or Afghanistan.
What I was trying to say is that there are possible extremists coming in from the likes of Gaza.
Not the kid that wants to stay
with Dave. Obviously not the kid. But I think what he's talking about, if I may take the words out of your mouth, Jay, you're trying to say about men and women coming in that you're concerned about the extremists coming in.
Yeah, and these children will grow up, okay? And they'll grow, and they will grow up, and these children are very damaged, okay? And what's happening in all through Europe, it's not the ones that came in. It's the second generation of the immigrants that came in are now the worst. You go to England, just go over there and have a look. It's not the parents out protesting that came to England 20, 30 years ago. It's the English-born kids that still affiliate with their home, what they call their homeland. And they will not be happy till we live like them.
There's over 88
Sharia courts in England at the moment, and that's a fact, Jeremy. That's coming from the British themselves. Okay, 88 Sharia courts.
We'll never be ruled.
I don't want to in this country.
Yeah, you won't be ruled by Sharia law, Jeremy.
England said it as well.
Oh, okay. Stay there for a second. Here's Darren.
What about all the kids starving in Africa? You don't hear any of that because it's not in the mainstream news.
Of course
all
you do.
All you hear about is war. But no one talks about the millions of kids starving. Needlessly, we could easily save them, but no.
Okay, Darren clearly hasn't listened to the radio or the TV in the last 10 years. There's literally ads for a goal and concern on the TV. So do you never watch TV, Darren, where you see those ads of the children with the flies freaking crawling on their face in Africa? It's horrific. So to suggest that there's no publicity around starving children in Africa, that's bullshit, Darren. Get your head out of the clouds. Back in a sec.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Okay, we've all taken a bit of a breather. Jay was getting very worked up over that. So we're talking to Davey on the other line, who sounds like a decent, proper Christian. And I always believe, Katie, you don't have to believe in God to be a Christian. You don't have to go to Mass. Christian means one to look after your fellow person. Isn't that what a Christian means?
Well, that's the fundamental basis of Christianity.
That's what I believe a Christian person is. And David, I have to say, now Jay would claim you're doing it because you want to feel good about yourself. I think you're doing it. I don't buy into that. You're doing it because you're a decent person and there are certain people.
And look, the way the other fellow was saying, like, I'll have to go in a couple of minutes. I'm bringing me niece out.
Of course, yeah.
It's not about picking one people over another. Yes, there's starving kids everywhere, but no one else is living in a prison that has everything dictated to them. There's no building supplies, no medicines, no, and this was all before the 7th of October. It's nothing about that. It's just when you see, like, I don't know how anyone can see it. Like, even when you saw the two antichrists on the news, you're the nice smirking, saying, like, we're going to turn there now into the Riviera. Yeah. And you see that's what they're planning. Never mind politics, sorry, I'm getting off. It's just the suffering that they're going through. That's it. It just breaks me heart to see it. And it's nothing about religion. It's nothing about politics. It's just, if you could just even help them get back on their feet, that's it. That's all.
Stay there for a sec, please. Let's have a listen to this voice note from Eddie.
How are you, lads? Great topic today. Here's my two cents worth. In the Business Post there the other day, the Department of Integration Secretary General has warned up to 50,000 asylum seekers to need housing in Ireland by 2026. And he said there's no sufficient pipeline of accommodation to resolve the very serious shortfall, right? In the last census as well, we were told that 68% of young adults are still living with their parents. Fucking ones are only sense of emigrated. The government refused to call it a housing emergency, as it will shine a light on their epic failure. Even in their latest targets, houses built, they promised this and that, they didn't deliver that. So I have one question. If we take people in from Gaza, where do we put them? Is it awful what's happening over there? Damn right, it's fucking disgraceful. But here's the thing, it's time the leaders of these countries and terrorist groups put down their rifles and engage in fucking peaceful talks. We did it here on this island, and if we can do it, so can they.
Thanks very much for that message, Eddie. By the way, did the people complain? And we're trying to have as, and we say this every time, we're trying to have as balanced a debate about this as possible. But we can only work with what we're given, okay? So if you have a certain opinion or you are listening to an opinion on this podcast that you don't agree with, you have the option, by the way, to call us. Or to WhatsApp us. So I'll give you the number again because I don't want anybody saying after this podcast is recorded, oh, but you took him on, you didn't take me on. The WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. So if you hear an opinion on this podcast you don't like, sorry, Katie.
What's your opinion?
What's my opinion?
Opinions matter. What's your opinion?
I'll give mine a second. I'd rather hear the callers.
No. Sorry, why are you sitting on the fence?
Well,
on this?
No,
you're the only person so far who actually has been part of the show who has not spoken of any opinion.
Because I want to hear this. I want to sit back and hear the callers'
you
opinions.
You want to sit back?
I think most people listen to the show with
no, I'm just wondering what, out of curiosity, what, how you feel about it.
Oh, well, you can leave here in a sec. Stay tuned. Oh, Trevor, what do you want to say on this?
Jeremy, what's the name of that hotel your podcast is based out of?
The White Sands Hotel. Why?
White Sands Hotel. Just jot that down. Send them the three of them to get those pixel of theirs, will you? Thanks. Sorry about that, Jeremy. Just sending you.
Sorry to get what? What are you being smart about? To send them what?
You get the little twigs out of your ass from all the splinters, you know. I don't want to hear two horse and you won't give an opinion.
Sorry, you sorry, hang on, shut up for a second. Nobody's asked me an opinion.
Don't tell a listener tell a caller to
Well, hang on, there's no moral obligation on me to give in. I do have an opinion on this topic, but I'd rather hear the caller's opinion at the moment. It's not about
there's no moral obligation on you. If you're gonna sit
people
there
don't
and,
tune
and
in.
You know, judge and speak down to people and cut them off. Then
no, I'm
you,
just saying
the,
people,
the least you should do is, you know, engage and let people know how you feel about it. I mean, we always say opinions matter. Why are you so reluctant to give your opinion,
I'm absolutely
Jeremy?
Not reluctant to it.
You are reluctant.
No, I won't, but I won't be told that I have to give it. Anyway, what do you want to say, Trevor?
Jeremy, you just dropped one word there and I want to pick you up on it. Where is my obligation to take anybody in from anywhere outside of Ireland? Landlord, I have property. Hang on, let me finish my sentence, please. As a landlord, I have properties around Ireland. I've told you this before. I kind of go between them to when I'm walking in different parts of the world. Two of them are empty at the minute. Why would I have an obligation because fucking Israel is telling me I have an obligation, our country has an obligation to take people in. When this prick who rules Israel went, didn't he go to Trump and say, let's build resorts in Gaza, we'll kick all the people out?
That's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. It won't happen.
Yeah.
But hang on, let me just stop
well,
you there.
Why is the fault to the Irish? And they closed the fucking embassy and fuck off out of the country, which I'm actually grateful for.
Well, let me just say something to you, Trevor. You're going on there like someone is forcing you to take them in. I don't think... Dave, are you still on the other line? Dave, do you think Trevor should be forced to put them into one of his rental properties? I don't think anybody has suggested that.
Nobody is asking anyone to force anyone. I'm not talking about the flow that we have at the minute of undocumented males and a lot of shit happening in the city. I'm not talking about that at all. I probably actually agree with some of the points. I'm just talking about children that are getting slaughtered. And like, I'll give you an example. The other day, a bit of aid went through.
Hang on, mate. You've been shouting over Jay and all earlier, right? The people who are doing the slaughtering are telling us we have an obligation to take them in. Now, the word obligation, I think, was in the original text, into the podcast, yeah? Wasn't it?
They got slaughtered, picked and filled up. That's
so
all.
No, I'm answering the question. Okay.
Listen to what he's saying, Trevor.
I heard what he's saying. I heard what he's screaming at Jay as well, Jeremy. It's not going to change anything.
You're being very one-sided on this. You're advocating.
Extremely one-sided.
Like an amazing fella, I have to be honest, Dave. I commend you. You're very compassionate, and it's very obvious even the way you speak. I don't believe any bit of it's disingenuous or for credit the way Jay said. I believe it's all 100% genuine. I believe you really feel it. But Jeremy, you are being one-sided.
Sorry, this isn't about me, by the way. It's not about me.
No, but you're being one-sided.
I'm not being any side.
Jay, stop talking, let Dave talk. Trevor, stop talking, let Dave talk.
I'm just trying to stop people shouting over each other. My point again, Trevor, is nobody has suggested, maybe I'm reading the wrong tweet here, I don't think the Israeli Defence Minister said in his tweet that Trevor, the landlord, many properties have you got, by the way, Trevor?
No, Jeremy, he said Ireland is obligated to take
your
people.
Not you,
yeah?
Personally, not
but
you.
But it affects everybody, Jeremy.
Are you not listening? He said Ireland is obligated. So me as an Irishman and my country, why are we obligated to take people in from the other side of the world when their own surrounding countries are telling them no? Their own surrounding countries are telling America and Israel, fuck off, we're not taking anybody. So why is our little Ireland expected to do that? Tell me why.
Okay.
I'll wait.
Well, it wasn't just Ireland that was mentioned. Spain was mentioned. Norway was mentioned. Ireland was one of the countries.
And yet their neighbouring bordering countries won't take one of them in. And yet I never rang in to have a go at Dave. Dave wants taking kids. Fair fucks to him. But why the fuck is our country expected to do more and more and more? We're a tiny ass fucking little country. And some of the richest countries on the planet are surrounding fucking them with the oil fields and all that. And yet they won't take them in.
Well, Dave,
I won't even rent to anybody who's not Irish.
Can I answer?
Yeah, go on. Well, we'll come back to that in a sec. Yeah, Dave, you can answer that question.
To answer that question, countries like Jordan and Egypt and Saudi, they all have Air Force bases in them and are all bound down to America. That's the reason. You know, look at the minute.
Even though they've actually come out and said we're not taking anybody.
They're in a prison, mate. But look, you have your views.
Jordan, in all them, have said they're not taking anybody.
Having me on the call, all right?
Listen to what he's saying. Listen to what he's saying, Trevor. Go on, Dave.
Yeah, countries, the last point I made, countries around that neck of those, like Jordan, Egypt especially, they're all beholden to America. And America then threatens to withdraw the funding that they give them or the Air Force bases. That's the way. And what the big point you're missing, they live in a prison. They don't have free movement. That's the whole point I'm trying to make.
Thanks, Dave.
Well, how about the fuckers who are bombing them, leave them the fuck alone, and then maybe they'll have to build fucking lives again.
Well, yeah, exactly. Let me just pull up on a comment.
Yeah. Jeremy, didn't Egypt and Jordan all say they're not taking anybody in? So that would be counteractive to what Dave just said, because they're not bound to America. And wouldn't it be a better fucking world if the Americans just fuck off and become an isolationist country and just stay to their own borders?
You know, but in fairness, Jordan said, what did he say? They'd go to war with Israel. It's like to be murdering, more murder in the Middle East if that happens. But let me just pull you back on a point there that a couple of people have noted, that you said you will only rent your property to an Irish person. I know it's completely off topic and we're not talking about it, but well, what gives there?
I had a few problems in the past renting to non-nationals and money and all, damage to the property, and I just won't do it again, at least with the Irish people. They can be tracked, traced and found if I am involved, John.
But I assume that these tenants that you had, well, what country were they from, first of all?
I'd rather not discuss that, Jamie, to be honest. That's my own thing. They're non-nationals, that's all I'm going to say.
Okay, they were non-nationals. I'm sure they had to show you ID. I'm sure, you knew their names. I'm sure you had some form of deposit as well from them.
Yeah, but one of my properties, the deposit didn't even come close to the fucking wreck they left me out in. So, no, I wouldn't do it again.
And Irish people don't do that, do they not?
No, they do, but I'd have a better chance of taking them to court, wouldn't I?
Stay there for a second, Jesus Christ.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
David, how are you?
How's it going, Jeremy? All right?
Good. Now, what do you want to say on this?
I just can't get my head around, all these people that are just Palestine this and Palestine that. And, I was driving the car the other day through Kilmac in Wicklow. And they have the whole bridge full of Palestine flags and they're also beef if you know Palestine now. What's it got to do with Ireland? What's going on over there? I just don't see where the government are saying, oh, do you know what? We have to take them in.
It's because we recognised Palestine. One of the first things Simon Harris did when he became Taoiseach was recognise the state of Palestine, as was with Norway and as was with Spain. That's why we are being told that we're obliged to take them in.
We're hypocrites. That's what they said to us, yeah.
That's basically why we are, because...
Why, David, do you have a problem with Irish people having Palestinian flags flying out their windows in their house?
No, do you know what? If I had an Israeli flag hanging out my window, what would happen?
Yeah, I would imagine.
I'd be stoned out of it.
In fact, I saw a video on TikTok the other day in America of these girls attacking a cafe because it had Israeli flags hanging outside it. And they went outside the cafe and they reefed the things down. Now, it turned out in the end that the flags were actually Greek flags.
Oh, Jesus.
That's how stupid these people are. And you see the video of them...
We have enough problems kind of over here. We're just importing more problems. That's the way I look at it.
So going back to what Dave was saying there a few minutes ago about wanting to take in a child from Palestine who has been displaced, whose parents are probably dead, lying under rubble at the moment, what problems can you see? Say for argument's sake, the child was 10 years
old. In fairness, Jeremy, hang on. In fairness, what's being said here this morning about in the news about we have an obligation? They're not talking about families taking in the odd child. They're talking about taking in adults,
hundreds and hundreds of men
and women. This is not, so you don't twist it to be like, oh, it's the odd child, because it's not.
No, I was just referring
and
to Dave's
stress
issue.
On a system that's already stressed.
That's great. If Dave wants to take in a child and the parents are dead or whatever like that, fair play to Dave. That's you know, you're worth your weight in gold. You know what I mean? But I don't see why I have an obligation now to take in 100 men down the road from me.
What do you mean? What do you mean, like, you personally? It's not an obligation on you personally. You won't have to pay for them.
No, but look, as an Ireland, look.
No, but you said you said as if it was going to be a burden on you.
Don't be so facetious. Don't be so. If it affects everybody.
No, but you do.
Everybody.
No, but David, it's more like.
Okay, well, maybe I said I don't see why. Maybe that was the wrong word to use. I don't see why everyone in Ireland should have to import all these people because, you know, our government said, oh, do you know what? Yeah, come on over here to Ireland. You have great track. There's
like,
a few penalties as well.
The government don't speak on behalf of me. They don't speak on behalf of a lot of people. Listening now. Why does such big decisions get to be made on behalf of the people, and the people get no say?
Well, they did get a say. You got a say in the elections.
But we should have a say.
If you swan around and you say, you know, well, you know, I'd be classed now as a right wing. You know, you're part of the right wing. You know, you can't say it. It's like I have to go with the left narrative.
I don't think anything you've said is right wing at all. You're just talking sense. But the point I'm trying to make is, you know, Katie's saying we should be put it to a vote, and so that's what you can put it to a vote.
Why not?
I think if you were to put it to a vote, I think the government would get a kick in the hole and they'd be completely shocked.
I don't know. Don't believe all these nut jobs who are on. Who are on social media? Go and get them out. They're loud, but they don't represent. They don't represent the majority of people. Let me just read out a message. Sorry, David, and I'll put this to you in a second. These kind of things annoy me. Now, this moron has been invited onto the show. And let's see, we'll give him 5 minutes to see if he'll come on. Deco Doran's his name. And I've just been shown his message. And this is what you're dealing with here. Deco says, yeah, let's not take the dirt off the Middle East. Imagine referring to people as dirt.
Like, yeah, it's harsh.
Like, David, that's what you're dealing with there.
I think what happens is you hear of an attack, like a guy driving down a Christmas market in Germany, and people automatically think, oh, let's see what the religion is. And Islam is actually, you know, if you read the Quran, I am told, I haven't read it, but it's actually apparently is all very peaceful. It's all, you know, about
so there's more there's more violence in the Bible than there is in the Quran.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I think people,
I mean, gee, so I only had to swear with someone the other day, lads, that the Bible literally talks about killing everybody on earth. They put Noah and the animals onto the ark and then flooded the rest of us.
But what
to
I'm
death.
Saying
so,
is,
I mean,
you know, the world has evolved.
Don't get more violent than that.
In ways, Muslim people, especially the extreme Islamic people, you know, the extremists, the extreme believers, it's like they haven't evolved. Women are still second class citizens. They're still so behind the times. And I think
in certain countries.
But the problem is that they want to bring people from these countries with that mentality and try to ingrain them in a society that's a lot more progressive and tolerant. And it doesn't. The two don't Jay is right about that.
But the reason, I'm sure, well, I don't know if you'd agree with this, David, the reason a lot of Muslim people have moved to a country like Ireland is so that they can have more freedom, that they're able to have a very good friend who's a Muslim. Yeah. You listen?
Yeah.
Came from Iraq.
Yeah, listen, yeah.
Came from Iraq many, many years ago. He actually used to cut my hair. And his family got out of Iraq and he is Muslim, but he enjoys living in Ireland.
That's good if they're willing
because he's able to drink alcohol.
But then he's not a practicing Muslim, because if he was a practicing Muslim, alcohol would be off the table, period. He's not a practicing Muslim at all. Muslims don't drink alcohol.
He's an Alexander Muslim.
Yeah, like the way
he's not a Muslim.
But should we all say we're Christians? We are, you know. You have people on the show all the time who are saying that, oh yeah, I'm Catholic, I believe in the Bible and stuff like that, but they still work on a Sunday. They still have sex outside marriage.
The majority of Muslims and everything else are good people, but there are a lot of people who see it as barbaric because of things that have happened. Recent attacks, you go back over the years, the majority of attacks, you hear the attack. I guarantee you, if you put on the news now and there was attack in Paris outside a church or whatever, on a main street, somebody drove through a load of kids, God forbid, what would be the first thing that would go through your head? What would be the first, honestly, now don't sit on the fence. The first thing that would be going through your head would be, this is a terror attack by somebody who's going to claim it's in the name of Allah. Now, it's not to say all Muslims, 99.9% of Muslims would condemn it, but people think it's barbaric because they associate it with that.
I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I'm just, and the message that just came in from David, and you're right, one of the worst attacks in Europe was by your man Anders Breivik. Remember Anders Breivik?
That was absolutely
that absolute fucking nut
lunatic.
Job. Absolute nut job. He was a neo-Nazi. Yeah. He wasn't a Muslim or anything like that.
But you are picking out one attack where the majority of terror attacks that you hear about recently, they have been affiliated with somebody in the name of Allah. Okay. And that's the truth.
Anyway, thank you very much to all of you who came on about this topic. For those of you who didn't, this was your opportunity. Don't moan about it now that it's over. This was your opportunity to have your say. I think, Katie, it was a very balanced debate. Would you agree?
I think so. I think the fact that myself and yourself are even kind of opposing opinions on this, there was
really
balance.
I'm common sense.
But you still haven't given your opinion, actually.
I actually haven't.
Come on, we're all waiting. The world waits with bated breath.
I'm not that important. Nobody cares what my opinion is, to be honest with you. So what I will say is, though, that fella Dave, one of the nicest fellas we've ever had on the show.
Yeah.
Whether or not you disagree with him, his heart is in the right place.
You couldn't. I don't know how anybody could disagree with him. He's wants to help a child.
Just a decent person.
Yeah.
Anyway, you'll never miss another edition of Opinions Matter if you hit subscribe on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcast, and you'll get notified the next time we upload a podcast. And we'll talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye.